Morning Cheddar, the bed of Don and Mike.
Let's get to the take of Mike with Dennis, because I know a lot of people are waiting to hear that. You got that racked up, Robbie? Okay, rack it up right now.
All right.
Oh, I keep racking it up.
My dinner with Dennis.
So this, Mike, tell us where this starts. This starts Saturday night. What time did you pick Dennis up at the undisclosed location?
At 10 of 8, I picked him up at a, you know, super secret location, Bob Evans. And, you know, I realized right before I left that we had to go out to get potatoes. Because Dennis specifically, there's only one food item he wanted, and I didn't want to let him down on that. He wanted homemade fresh mashed potatoes.
So we have a tape of you taking Dennis to the grocery store?
Well, we had onions, but we didn't have fresh potatoes.
Okay,
and we didn't have brown and serve rolls, and we didn't have Fina McGum either, but it was, yeah, so I had to go out when I picked him up to get the potatoes, and so I, you know, I figured I've got the tape recorder, I might as well take it with us and, you know, take Dennis into the grocery store, but this is me. It took me a while to find Dennis, as you'll hear on the tape.
Really? All right, well, here's the first part of Dennis and Mike and the Sammy Sosa bed.
All right. I'm now pulling into the parking lot of Bob Evans.
You sound pissed. I'll say right away, you have a pissed-off sound to your voice.
If you enjoy that sound of pissedness, you'll notice that that lingers through the entire tape. My mood will not change. I'm paying off a bet here, okay? I mean,
okay.
I try to be entertaining when I'm in here, but I am paying off a bet here, and I was doing the very best I could, but you know, but
okay.
I guess this comes through, yeah.
Okay.
The hateful tone of my voice.
Trying to see Dennis. I don't see him yet.
That's all I'm excited about.
I'm going to drive around the parking lot until I
miss him.
See him.
He's so garish.
It's dark. It was dark in the parking lot. So I saw his Taurus.
I'm not sure where he is. I'm going on my first pass to see where he is.
Now, this was after the Red Sox won, right? So
yes.
Your mood should have been. So this
didn't
was
matter.
A better mood
didn't matter.
Than if they had lost, though, right?
It was better. Yeah, much better. Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
That would have been, you know, get in.
Okay.
Got his car. Yeah, oh God, yes. That's Dennis. Dennis is getting out of his car. Help me. Help me, God.
Here you go.
And he's running to get his suitcase. See if you can hear that. Hi, Dennis.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
Poor guy.
I know.
You poor guy. Better you than me, though.
Good man.
Buzz, it's just too bad you couldn't have been the recipient of this bet.
Maybe next year, Don. Yeah, we'll figure out another bet. A Murphy bet. About 24 hours, though. Let me tell you something.
Ben, get your stuff. I got the tape recorder in the front seat, so I want you to sit in the back seat.
I'm just going to get some stuff out of my car.
Is that your paper suitcase, Dennis?
Yeah, paper suitcase, and I got one more thing, right back.
All right.
What do you mean by paper suitcase?
He had a bag. He had like a suitcase and a bag, and it turned out to be gifts for the kids. But he is, if you hear this, this is Dennis. This is the one thing I noticed about Dennis. He is one of the slowest moving individuals. He's always
really?
Like, he's doing this, but he's running around, but he just moves slower. I mean, this whole process of getting into the car, it takes too much time.
Wearing a yellow and blue striped shirt that looks like Kevin Arnold.
Okay.
It's raining. I'd get out of my car and greet Dennis, but unfortunately it is raining tonight, so I can't do that. Dennis appears to be bearing some sort of gifts. And
this is how Dennis, this is
now he's going to, are those flowers, Dennis?
Yeah.
Really?
For you and your wife.
Okay, can you make it back there with all your stuff?
Yeah.
All right, hop in.
Yeah.
Dennis, we have to,
yeah.
This is a new development. We have to go to the grocery store together.
Okay, no problem.
Because we have to get your fresh potatoes.
Okay, no problem, Mike.
All right. All right, shut the door.
All right, so now you're in the front seat like the chauffeur, and you've got Dennis in the back seat.
This is when it all really kind of descended on me. He's in my car. It's beginning.
Yeah.
I'm going to be with him, you know, until 8 o'clock the next morning.
Well, hi, Dennis.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
This is your big night at the O'Mara Ranch.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, I brought you good luck.
Yes, you did. Dennis is referring to moments ago the fabulous Boston Red Sox defeated the Cleveland Indians, and I actually needed one in the win column today, Dennis, so I'm
so
very
true.
Happy that they won.
That is so true.
I'm glad they won, and I'm glad they won, and hopefully they can win tomorrow night.
Yeah. Okay, well, listen, what we're going to do is we're coming out of the parking lot right now. I don't want to hit anybody. Hold on. Let me turn the wheel. Dennis, we have to go get potatoes for your mashed potatoes because Laura's going to make them fresh for you.
No problem, Mike. I can't wait to have your wife's favorite mashed potatoes.
Jesus. Would you like some music, Dennis? Would you would you like a little music that I can play for you?
I want to play. It's
romantic music?
Oh, yeah, very romantic.
Yeah, we're listening to the radio. Dennis and I are jamming right now.
Oh, trying to be nice to him. You're not trying to make him feel comfortable.
Good job.
Oh, doing the very best.
Now, at this point, you still haven't blindfolded him, right?
No, he is not blindfolded because we're far enough away that I'm not blindfolding him yet. So we're going to the grocery store and he is free of blindfold.
And I already know it's going to be a long night, ladies and gentlemen.
Why did you say that, Mike?
It's not, Dennis. Don't worry. But we're going to go to the grocery store. You don't have to put your blindfold on for that.
Okay. No problem. I'll just sit in the car. And watch you. I'll land the car for you.
All right, Dennis.
And do you bring him in the store?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
We're going to the grocery store right now.
It doesn't translate that well on tape, but we made a little scene. People were looking.
How could you not make a scene?
You couldn't.
You're walking in with the eighth wonder of the world, well, Dennis Murphy.
And a microphone. Yeah, I'm on a tape deck, and he's just going, mm-hmm.
We are going to check back in as soon as we get to the grocery store for the trip to the grocery store with Dennis Murphy. Back in a moment.
Sound pissed.
I'm trying to tweak it up. I'm trying. Yeah. I'm trying. But, I mean, this whole time, it's like, you know me and my weekends.
I know. Special time.
Yeah. So we're on the way to the grocery store, the next phase.
All right. We are now pulling into the grocery store where we're going. Let me make sure the tape's on.
You can just run it. All the times when he's getting in and out of the car, it's just...
It's like so in slow motion.
Yeah, it's just come on. Well, you can hear it. It's just come on.
Test 1, 2. All right, we're on.
Okay.
All right, Dennis, we're going to the grocery store. You got to speak up loud so the microphone can pick you up.
Okay.
All right, we're going to get your favorite things.
Potatoes.
Potatoes, yes. We're going to get you your potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're pulling up to the giant.
How do you smell?
Smelled good. Smelled good. When I picked him up.
When did he start sweating profusely?
He began to sweat as soon as he got into my house. It was like somebody turned on a goddamn faucet.
How were the teeth?
The teeth were, you know what? I didn't make a lot of, I didn't really, especially at dinner, I didn't. He had, you know the Larry King chalk?
He had chalk at the corners of his mouth.
Working during dinner. But he was, I wasn't looking at the teeth. The morning after... Is when his but he did he also farted in the house like unsolicited
on
fart.
Tape?
No, I didn't get it on tape. But it was when we were playing ping pong with our hands because we couldn't find the paddles. A lot of stuff went on.
At any point, did you see the feet?
No. He said he volunteered, but that's on the tape we go into the grocery store and Dennis gets recognized in the grocery store.
Okay, here we go.
And I don't know how they're gonna feel when we bring the microphones in, Dennis, but we have to do that because we're recording here.
We're show business man.
Dennis, we're show business man. You and me.
Look at this great parking space I got, Dennis.
Oh God!
I'm sure you could get a handicap spot with Dennis. You don't even need the tag.
I didn't think of that. I should have. We got one. We got one real close to the store.
Right up front. All right, here we go. All
right. Look driving.
Thank you, Dennis.
Hey, good driving.
Hold the microphone.
Thank you, Dennis.
Okay.
All right, we just get everything situated. I'm rolling up the windows.
Mm-hmm. Like blowing up the windows. I'm holding the mic.
He's in the back of my car still. Okay. At the supermarket.
Getting out of the car. Okay.
All right, come on, then.
Okay.
Come on, buddy.
We're going in. We're walking into the store now.
All right. Okay, Dennis. It's Dennis and Mike going into the grocery store right now.
Yeah. Giant food and pharmacy.
Sorry, we didn't have any potatoes. We found that out just a minute ago. So
no problem, Mike. You're the host, and I'm the guest.
All right, here we are. We're going in there. There's the sound of the carts.
Oh, okay.
The guy rolling the carts. Hi, how you doing?
How's it going, man?
Have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No, I haven't.
World famous Dennis Murphy from the Don and Mike Show.
Nah.
Dennis, say hi to this guy.
Hi, how you doing?
Well, man.
All right, there you go. Fantastic. I predict good things for him. All right, we're walking into the giant now. We'll only be in here a minute, Dennis.
Okay.
Dennis, is there any other treat that you would like to get?
Oh, no. Potatoes will be fine.
All right, we'll get some potatoes. All right.
You going to get the shopping cart?
No, I'm not going to get a shopping cart. We're only going to be in here a short time.
Okay.
All right.
Listen to you.
All right. People are looking at us right now.
Of course people are looking. People are staring. Children are crying.
When we walked out of that store, I'll tell you after. When we walked out of that store, it was just like, there were like 12 people, just everybody just...
He must get that all the time. Regardless of the fact you were there with him with a microphone.
Well, it doesn't translate, but he, you know, when he's on, when I put that microphone in his face, he's loud. He's big time loud. I'm trying to, that's why.
I'd like to get some that are like in the...
Was he just singing?
Yes, he does it constantly. Following me around with the microphone.
People are looking at us right now. I'd like to get some that are like in the... All right, Dennis, can you get one? Hold the cart.
I'll hold the cart.
All right. Now we're going to get
the little red plastic thing, you know, the plastic red
right,
basket.
The little handle. Oh,
it's not
right.
A cart.
Bag.
I wasn't thinking clearly.
All right.
Okay. You pull it off the plastic.
I know how it works.
Okay.
All right.
He's telling me how to pull the plastic thing off. You know, said,
oh, the bag?
He's trying to give me instructions on how to pull the plastic. I said, Dennis, I know how the thing works. I don't want to say GD again.
We're getting our potatoes right. Do these look good, Dennis?
Oh, they look fine,
Mike. Laura said
very cooperative, though, as you can hear. Do these look good? I could have showed him a potato that had, like, rats sucking on it. And he would have said, yeah, it's very good, yeah. Laura mentioned that'll be fine.
Greengrocer, mm-hmm. That's
okay.
4 or 5, maybe.
The bacon potatoes and the 69 cents.
These are russet baking potatoes.
We're in the produce section right now.
Boil them. I'm 1, 2... You know, we got our potatoes now.
Till you get to, well, we get to the cashier.
Very nice.
That's where Dennis gets recognized.
Please. Quick, because Laura's expecting.
Let me just hear every second of this.
Okay, fine. I guess we don't need that after all.
There are the slow moments.
You can put that down.
Slow to you.
Very good. Okay.
Making our pure joy to you, I understand.
It's going by entirely too fast for me. I can't believe that, you know, it seems to me like you've only been with Dennis for maybe 30 seconds. I realize here, looking at the tape, that you've been together for nearly 15 minutes
yes,
already.
Yes, we have, yeah.
I hope we meet a nice lady at the cashier.
Well, I hope we do, too. Hopefully, she might be
good. All right. This is the express lane, Dennis.
Yeah, express lane.
All right, we've got the potatoes.
Hi, how are you?
How you doing?
Have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No.
This is Dennis Murphy. Your name's Jan. That's what it says in your name tag?
That's what it is.
All right. Hi. Say hi, Dennis.
Hi, Jan. How you doing?
Can we hear your cash register? Can you do it again? Can you cancel it and do it again for me?
Yeah.
I want to get the sound, you know. Where's the sound come out?
Good showmanship, Mike.
Thank you, Don. I was doing it like you taught me.
Yeah, you get points for that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's right. Paint that picture.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful.
Nice. How much do we owe you?
166.
166. Do you have any money, Dennis? I'm just kidding. Hold the microphone.
Okay.
you know, I'm loving this already. You're not even to your house yet.
No.
You're not even to your house yet, where he has to meet your wife and sit down to dinner with you.
Yeah, dinner's wonderful.
Oh, I'm loving this.
It's right about now, I think, on the tape where Dennis gets recognized.
Oh,
I think.
Okay. Oh, what's it like? Hey, we say 7 cents.
How about that? Very excited.
Yeah.
You know, Dennis Murphy is a major star.
A major ethnic guy.
Yeah, so you don't need to say that. Okay. Don't embarrass me. My hometown girl.
Okay.
$2.
$2?
Give me the microphone. Hold on, somebody recognizes Dennis.
Who are you?
I'm Sean Connery, and this is Dennis Murphy.
Yeah, I recognize his voice. Did y'all walk in the front door?
What's your name? Joanna.
Nice to meet you, too.
All right, that's great. Okay, can I have my change? All right, very good. Dennis and I are going home for a steak dinner. Yeah, we're real excited about it. Real. Bye-bye. Say goodbye to everybody, Dennis.
This is when, like, 14 people just stopped.
Bye, everybody. That was nice, Dennis.
You think you'll ever be able to go in this grocery store again?
No.
No.
No way.
I'm starting going to Safeway now.
I'm going to another one.
That's okay. People were staring, but they were anyway, so I figure what the heck. Okay. Now we're coming back
all the way
out.
Up to Dennis. We meet a couple
people. Hey, here comes some more guys. Hey, Rob, have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
No, I haven't.
Well, these are guys with their name tags on?
These are the giant guys.
Oh, what, like the bag boys?
Yeah, the bag boys.
Okay.
You like to meet them?
Nah, yeah, get back in the job.
What did he say?
You can replay that. I'm not sure what that was. I said, would you like to meet him? And the answer was, yum, yum, yum.
Back out. Hey, here comes some more guys. Hey, Rob, have you ever met Dennis Murphy?
Nah, I haven't.
Would you like to meet him?
Nah, yeah, get back in the job.
I see him out there with your job.
Yeah, the first guy we met was outside, and the second guy, they're both going places in the giant food corporation.
I got to get back to the job.
Ah, very
I
good, Rob.
Think. I mean,
you have to work in a supermarket.
Yes, but I didn't have the diction that man did, so.
You want
to... I don't want to meet
you. He didn't want to meet you. Do you want to meet Dennis Murphy, major effing star?
No.
No, okay, all right.
Okay. You know the Don and Mike show?
No, I don't want that. Come on, let's go. Go.
Okay.
Dennis wants to, like, set up shop.
Sure.
Start selling his T-shirts.
No, all right,
time got to the car.
Time out. Now, we have to do a break. When we come back, Robbie, let's cue this up to back in the car when Mike actually puts the blindfold on Dennis and drives to his house.
He was very cooperative with that.
So that Dennis will not know exactly where Mike lives.
Absolutely.
And then after that, we will hear the arrival,
yeah.
Meet the missus, he will give gifts. Apparently, what, did somebody say the F word?
I did.
Oh, did we beep that out, Robbie?
It will be beeped out by the time we get to it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Yeah, it was. I was showing his T-shirt to my wife, and I said, Dennis is a major, and I didn't say F.
All right, I got you. I got you. Well, the greatest day of my life will continue when we hear Dennis arriving at Mike's house.
Yay!
That's coming right up.
Of Don and Mike.
Let's go back to the Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire bet.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the car now. And Robbie, you have this queued up to where Mike is actually blindfolding Dennis?
I can put it there. Right now, they're just pulling up to the house. I just can roll back 2 minutes.
It's fine.
All right,
fine.
Okay.
The house is fine.
All right, then here we go. Arriving at Mike's house. And at this point, Dennis is wearing the blindfold?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go.
Ready to go. All right,
could
Dennis.
Blindfold
off? No, come. Yes, you can take the blindfold.
Back it up. Just a smidge, Rob. Yeah. Just a smidge. Let me hear just a little bit of what happened. Okay, that's good. Before that, that's good.
No fucking staring at me.
No, I don't. We didn't hit a lot of people staring at you.
Well, that's good.
I can tell you that with good authority, Dennis.
He's in my car. We're driving my house.
Don't take it off yet. We're pulling into my driveway now.
He's blindfolded.
And in a moment, you will meet my wife. Now, I want you to be on your best behavior, Dennis.
Okay, I'll be on my best behavior. I will say hello more. And
all right.
That's it.
All right. We're pulling
up now. Cook her hand.
No.
No?
No, don't.
What, do you want to kiss her hand?
Let's kiss her hand. See, he's starting to misbehave.
All right.
Oh, God. Oh, jeez. All right, now you just wait there for a second.
Okay.
Shut the engine off now.
Okay.
All right. I'm turning. Just give me a second. All right.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm just going to get the tape recorder out, Dennis.
Okay.
I'm getting out of the car now.
Okay.
I'm going to come around and get you.
Still blindfolded now?
Still saying okay.
Good.
Is he still blindfolded?
I think he might have taken it off now.
Okay.
Sure. Coming out around now, making sure everybody's ready to go. All right, Dennis. No, come. Yes, you can take the blindfold.
Oh, there you go.
He takes it off now.
Bring your stuff in.
You're safely parked.
Could you carry this?
Was he asking you to carry his bag?
Yeah, his stuff. He's got, like, flowers and toys and stuff for the kids.
Oh. No, you kept him away from the kids, right?
Yes, and that wasn't easy.
Oh, right. That's why dinner was late, right?
Yes, that is exactly why dinner was late. Catherine came down. I came upstairs to get Dennis another beer and saw my daughter. I'm like, no, no.
Because when we called you, and it was an entire family call thing,
right,
me
right.
and Freedom Bar, when we called you about 9:15, we thought for sure you'd be done with dinner.
No.
And down to your recreating, and we were very surprised to hear you hadn't even had dinner yet because Catherine wouldn't go to bed.
That's right. She wanted to see you, the cartoon man. She really wanted to see.
Okay. Well, thanks.
Oh,
did it leak in the car?
No, not much.
Right. His flowers. Lovely flower arrangement. Still on my kitchen table.
Okay. That's good. I got my suitcase.
He had a lot of stuff. He had too much stuff. He had
I got my bag.
Piles of stuff. We need one of those little things you push through the airport for Dennis' stuff.
I'll share it.
You'll share it with me?
In the house.
All right.
Okay.
Here we go. This is my house, Dennis.
Okay. Oh, wow. Nice house, Mike.
Thank you, Dennis. Right, now we're going to the front door.
Whisking him in quickly.
So none of the neighbors see.
Please.
Come on in, Dan.
Okay. Okay.
Going in now. The babies are asleep, so yeah.
La la la. Right, yeah, I wanted him to stop doing his la la la.
They're quiet.
All right. Very good. Dennis, I'd like you to meet my lovely wife.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. I've got a little something for you. A little
That's so nice.
Would you like to
hear how funny she is?
That's so nice. When is this going to be over?
Yeah, I'm going to the kitchen, Mike.
All right.
Oh, you're already whisking him in the kitchen?
Yes.
Oh, man.
We're trying to get him into the basement.
Yeah.
He's like bringing all his stuff in.
I just brought some flowers for you.
Welcome flowers. Also, have a T-shirt would you like?
A T-shirt? Oh, Dennis Murphy is a major. Excuse me.
Oh, is that we just ended that one?
Yeah, thank you, Rob.
Okay, okay.
I was just not very composed at that moment.
You're gonna have
the moment
to
of highest stress right now.
Mm-hmm. A major effing star.
And here's some stuffed animals for your daughters. Mm-hmm.
Very nice, Dennis.
Mm-hmm. Laura's being very nice.
Right.
That's so nice. So
does
sweet.
She have dinner with you guys then?
Yes, later. Okay.
Yes.
Good.
Yes, she does, Don. I know you wanted that.
Sure she does.
Yes. But outside of that, I tried to keep their time.
Right, no, that
but
was...
I actually, to be honest with you, they spent a lot of time together. When I was downstairs watching the game when it wasn't on tape, he'd go up and to get a beer, and he'd come down 20 minutes later.
Really?
She was talking to him. I don't know what they were talking about.
Right,
I thought it'd be too cool. Not their favorite guy talking you
know,
about you.
A couple of times I would say, you know, Dennis! Dennis! Can you come down? Oh, no, no, no. And you come downstairs. Sack time was about 11:15, I think. 11:15.
That's cool.
So nice.
Thank you.
All right, Dennis has brought gifts. Would you like to see where you're going to be staying?
Yes, Mike.
All right, follow me to the basement. Laura, we have... Oh, did you bring the potatoes in?
Oh, no.
Oh, jeez. All right, they're in the back seat of the car. Laura, put the potatoes on and cook them as quickly as possible.
Didn't you lose the bet?
All right, please, thank you. All right, we're going to go down...
Hey, your wife taking her funny pills.
Yeah, yeah. I was real appreciative of that comment.
Your room,
didn't you lose the bet?
TV off, Dennis. What's on TV? This is the TV. That's not my daughter crying. That's actually cops. That's cops.
What's going in there, buddy?
Okay. You like cops, Dennis?
Oh, I enjoy cops.
Well, don't worry.
You know, Mike, that's also an excellent timeline, so everybody knows that cops is on Saturday night at 8 o'clock.
Is that when it is?
Yeah.
Right?
So we know that.
That gets a little confusing when we were watching a replay of Saturday Night Live on Comedy Central, because they were doing that Letterman bit with Norm Macdonald.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, no, so, we all know this was Saturday night.
It was. I didn't bring him in at 1 in the morning.
I'll pick a movie later. I'm gonna shut the TV off now.
No porno, right?
No porno. Oh, one of the kids is crying. Okay, quickly downstairs. All right. Here we go. Come downstairs into the basement, Dennis. I want you to be very comfortable.
What a nightmare.
Saturday night you're listening to.
Oh, wow.
You're in the baby's room.
Okay.
This is the little playroom down here. Okay, we have a...
Yeah,
don't touch anything. Don't.
Okay.
All right, so this is your bed, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
This is where you'll be sleeping.
It looks like a bed I was in when I was 6 years old.
Now, I do have some rules about the bed.
Okay, look at
you. You know, of course, you will be wearing socks.
No, socks are on.
Because I am aware of the oozing toenails.
Well, they're not that oozing.
Okay,
but
well,
if you want to inspect them, I'll cut them.
No, I don't want to inspect them. No. I don't want to inspect them, Dennis. What I want you to do is just, here is your bed.
Okay.
When it's night time, of course, no wandering.
Okay, no wandering.
That's just the rules. Stay in the house. But you're comfortable here. I'll show you your bathroom.
Oh, I don't have a curtain?
You don't have a curtain down here. No, you don't have a... I'm sorry.
Okay. No,
you'll be out of here before that matters, Dennis.
Okay.
Be out before sunrise.
You're lucky there was drywall.
I'll be serving you while probably it's still, you know, the sun's just coming up.
Yeah, so. 5 o'clock in the morning, right?
I'll be serving breakfast in bed, as
Johnny
I promised.
Johnny self-esteem there. Oh, okay.
Sausage.
Really? Yes.
Okay.
At approximately 7:30, and then of course you know you will be leaving at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
Very good.
Blindfold.
Very good. All right. This is your bathroom, Dennis.
Oh wow.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
He's very impressed with the surroundings.
He's very happy.
Oh.
See right here.
Okay. I'm gonna plunge it.
Why do you don't use too much toilet paper?
No.
What's he doing? Playing with a plunger now?
Yeah. Well, okay.
Did he take a crap in your house?
I don't know. I'm not sure. We might have to ask him that.
I'm sure he'll tell us.
In fact, you avoid the toilet at all costs, even if you can't. Now, you can use the toilet.
I'm not going to go number one. All right,
let's see what's happening.
Toilet's working. Oh, toilet's working fine.
Got your sink.
Oh, wow.
Sink here working fine.
Okay.
And the shower is right here. And you can use the shower, Dennis. I decided that would be fine.
Use the shower?
Yeah, did you bring your own towel?
No, I hope you have the towel.
No, he didn't bring his own towel.
So did you let him shower then?
No, there was enough time. God, Donna.
You bring your own towel. Like you're saying, it's a wife freaking MCA. You bring your own towel.
One more thing to throw away. All right, let me see. I'll make sure that we have a towel for you in the morning. So, this is where you're staying.
Well, this is a very nice comfortable headquarters right here.
Why don't we sit down and watch a little TV while we're getting ready? Oh, let's go up and get a beer first, okay? You want a beer? All right, let's get a beer.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, yeah. So, ladies and gentlemen,
what you need.
We have lots of beers.
And
he has seen the house. He has seen his living conditions. And we're going to have many beers now. All right, Dennis, we have a variety of beers for you this evening. Let's go over to the refrigerator. Going over here to get the beers. Lots of beer, Dennis.
A lot of beer.
I know, you need lots of beer.
Oh, okay, I'm going to enjoy myself tonight.
I'd like to tell everyone.
He practically inhales the microphone when he comes anywhere near it. It's just like,
I haven't noticed that. You don't have the best mic technique in the world.
Dennis is sweating. Dennis, would you like Harp Lager?
Uh-huh.
Or Amstel Light?
Amstel Light.
That's my brand, but that's okay.
Oh, but I don't want to disturb your glass.
That's all right, Dennis. All right, we're going to get that. Get a bottle opener here.
You just used one of his teeth.
No. The tooth.
The tooth would not hold up to
that. No, I'm not, Dennis. Dennis, behave yourself, please.
Okay.
All right. Getting Dennis his beer. And here you hold that.
Oh, okay. Right. I'm holding the light now.
Okay, just hold it between us. All right. Okay, now we're going to open the... All right. There is your beer, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
And... There's my beer.
Oh, good.
Okay, buddy.
Here's the microphone.
Very good. Do you want to go downstairs and watch a little TV?
Yeah.
All right.
Laura wants me to help her.
No, Laura does not want you to help her. And even if she did, I would not let you help Laura. Thank you. All right. I bring the remote downstairs, and we're going to go downstairs. All right?
Yeah.
Laura, I guess you'll call us when dinner's ready, huh?
I'll ring the bell.
All right, thank you. Looking forward to it.
A bell?
No, it's not a bell. But, Laura, about how long do you think it'll take to make dinner? Really, conservative guess. And I usually make dinner. This is not a show in this thing, but Laura's decided that she likes you and she will make
she
dinner.
She knows this
for you.
Is a lie when
no,
I say
No, I don't
this.
Usually make dinner. All right.
No.
Okay. How long before dinner will be ready?
It'll be done as soon as possible.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Including right now.
We'll be downstairs. I might come up for a few more beers. All right. Good.
He puts it away. I mean, he puts it away.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he truly does. He had me by about two beers during the evening.
He is major league, then.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And wine with dinner.
Of course.
You may have met your match.
Yeah, we finished a bottle of wine with dinner. We really did.
How hammered were you by the end of the evening?
Pretty rough. The next morning I was pretty rough, too.
Was he hammered? Or does alcohol have
I don't think it has that much of an effect because he ate his breakfast. He ate every bit of it. He cleaned his plate.
Minimize contact with my family. All right. Okay, Dan.
Okay, Mike.
Well, look, I've got two easy chairs here for us.
Yeah. Oh, man, they're comfortable.
We can just hang out and watch a little tube. These are pretty close together. I'm going to let you hold the remote, Dennis. Okay. Go ahead. Dennis, what's that stain on your pants?
I don't know.
Okay. It's not anything biological, is it?
No. I think I'm not alone. I'm also going to call door.
Are you wearing clean underwear right now?
Yeah, clean underwear.
Okay, so let's turn on the TV.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Hello?
No, Dennis, I'll do that. I'll do that. I'm just going to put the tape recorder down.
He wants to help a lot.
Right over here. Oh, oops.
He's proactive, Mike.
The microphone. The
great house guest.
Oh. Okay, oh, Jesus.
All right, there's a little, the real
hey,
mic.
Hey, folks, the microphone came out of the cable. Oh, God.
All right. So we're just going to sit here and relax. Just a couple of guys having a good time.
Having an Amstel Light.
Having an Amstel Light. Ben, would you get me mine, please, over there? I got to get the...
You know, what I like best is your tone.
The whole time.
I know. You really... You are not happy. You are
I'm
putting up a good front.
I'm paying off a bet.
Right?
That's what I'm doing here. I'm paying off a bet.
You need the remote or you got
it? I need the remote.
Very helpful with the TV.
I got the, See, Dennis, see that? Now, Dennis, I'm going to let you, go get that, receiver over there.
Started at this point in the evening, I started having him do errands for me.
Yeah,
smart. Because it made it actually more pleasant.
Right, like he was your servant.
Yeah, had him get up, to do anything I didn't want to get up to do.
Press the power button on there. Right over to your left. To your left.
The remote was upstairs for the power, but I'd rather have Dennis turn the TV on.
Straight down. Press power. Right there.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not in any kind of trouble.
All right. That should be fine. All right. Thank you, Dennis.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Dennis, what do you like to watch on TV, buddy?
Buddy,
I've heard that. You know, on Saturday, it's a very nice, Saturday is not a good television night.
See, he was no help with that answer. Oh. That angered me.
What I usually do is just let a movie.
Dennis, would you go over and turn up the volume on the receiver a little bit, please?
Okay. Remember, the remote was upstairs. I made him get up again.
Yes, master?
No, you're doing it the way that Caesar used to.
And he said, you hear him say, yes, master?
Yes, master. He's sweating profusely right now.
He really was almost through his shirt sweating at this point.
Right there, that big knob, the big knob. Yes, okay. Turn it up.
Italy is going to move the ball out to the 20, about 20.
Very good. That's good, Dennis. Maybe a little softer, yeah. A little.
All
right. Got the little football. Let's see. What else?
Umpire Charlie Williams.
All right. We're flipping around now. And, all right. Okay.
What do you guys end up watching?
I get excited here.
Hey,
stars of the show.
Hey, it's Emerald Dennis.
Your cooking show.
Emerald Lagasse, on the Food Network.
Oh, the cooking guy. Okay.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it? Because we're going to be eating later.
Yeah.
So.
What are you cooking here?
I'm not sure. Hold on.
If you see him starting to get a little docked like that, because the onion. The cumin inside of that.
I don't know what he's making, Den. Do you know what he's making?
Yeah,
we'll do that. It looks like crab cakes.
I started rendering.
All right. Yeah, it looks like meatballs.
Just two buddies.
Two buddies
together.
Watching the Food Network.
Having some beer.
Having a great time.
Learn about Cuba.
We play ping pong later.
Robbie, let's go right to the ping pong. Let's go to the ping pong excitement. And this is ping pong without paddles, right?
Yeah, we couldn't find any paddles. I had no idea where
the
paddles were.
Did you have the distinct advantage since you have two hands and Dennis only has one?
Yeah, we played a game of five. I didn't want to play any more points with him.
You know, Robbie, time out. Let's do a break. We'll come back. We'll listen to ping pong excitement. Then, let me see. Dinner is served. Then we have the toast to Dennis.
Uh-huh. Right.
Cutting and eating. And then here's another highlight to look forward to. Mike yells at Dennis.
Oh. Ah, yeah, I don't even remember that.
Okay, then after dinner.
I did it a bunch of times during the evening.
Then after dinner, there's some TV viewing, putting Dennis down for the night.
Betting him down.
Then we move to Sunday morning.
Right, that's when I'm hungover but happy.
Making breakfast.
Right.
Then he feeds breakfast to Dennis. And then it's Terry farewell.
Yeah.
So now we're getting into the good part now.
Yeah. You'll enjoy dinner.
We'll get some ping pong excitement, and then it's time for Mike and the Mrs. and Dennis to sit down and have their one-on-one dinner.
Just the three of us.
We at the big table?
No, we actually went to a more intimate setting. We didn't use the big table.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we decided we wanted to be closer together.
Good, good, good.
Because, you know, we were originally going to go to that table, but things were going so well, we had to use the smaller table.
Oh. Right.
But these guys play more rock than my golf swing.
Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas. Join Bob and his guests, Sammy Hagar, Metallica, Def Leppard, Ozzy Osbourne, Anthrax, and Poison. Metal Christmas yet, with special guest appearances by Black Sabbath, Iron Maiden, along with Brooke Shields and the AP All-America football team.
Hi, this is Bob Metal Madness Hope. Hey, who is that wild guitar I'm supposed to play?
Rock with Bob tonight on NBC for Bob Hope's Heavy Metal Christmas.
Tune for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Get back to the weekend, the best, Sammy Sosa, Mark McGuire best.
Weekend at Bernie's.
Keep in mind, this is the payoff. Mm-hmm. 7 months. We lived with this bet.
Right. And I apologize for my lack of enthusiasm, but I am paying off a bet. I think that has to be made very clear.
Got you. Now we're to ping pong. And I've been told you're queuing it up to the part in the tape where you and Dennis realize you don't have paddles.
Okay.
So you're just going to play with your hands.
Right. Because we have to play ping pong.
Here's Mike and Dennis playing ping pong Saturday night.
We look for
a million years. Dennis, did you just fart?
Oh, it is on the tape.
Dennis, just...
Hold on. It is on the tape. Replay that. The Dennis part is on the tape.
Wow.
It's very audible.
Okay, hold on. Everybody quiet. Let me hear it again now.
What's that? We've looked for... A million?
Yeah. You're right.
There it is.
You're right. Back it up, Rob.
It's on the tape.
Yeah, it's there. It's a low level.
Yeah. I hear it, though.
A million years. Dennis, did you just fart?
Hold on. Rob, I'm sorry. We talked over again.
Just farted.
Rewind it again.
I'm happy about that.
Right. Okay, here we go. Everybody, listen carefully.
We've looked for a million years.
It's right after you say we've looked for...
You hear it.
Back it up again.
Again, that's a good tape deck.
It is.
What is that? We've looked for a million years. Dennis, did you just fart? Dennis just farted. Dennis, just. I can't. Dennis, try not to do that, please.
Oh, I'm not
good. Oh, God. All right. What we're going to do now,
okay.
We're going to play ping pong with our hands.
Okay.
All right, you want to try that?
Yeah.
All right. All right. All right. Very good. Okay, you missed that one. Very skilled. All right. We're playing ping pong with our hands. Nice shot, though.
Now, was he actually able to hit the ball back?
Yeah. Yeah, not bad at all. You can hear him breathing, though. This one, he's turbo breathing.
We don't have paddles. Ladies and gentlemen, we do not have paddles. All right.
You can hear it. He's going.
It's hard, Mike, with our hands.
Okay. Especially when you have one hand, right?
Yeah, I know.
All right. Oh, dear. Dennis, I can smell that fart.
Oh, God.
Not pleasant.
It really was a death fart.
Be over. And the good news is we haven't had dinner yet.
Yay.
You
ready?
All right. One, two, three. All right. All right, I'll play a quick 5-point game.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Big match now.
All right.
Oh, okay.
It's 1-0 me.
I would bet on you, Mike.
You might be making a mistake there.
Not. I'll bet on you 10 times out of 10.
Okay. Here I go.
All right. All right. 1-1.
Tied me up.
He got a point.
Got a point off of me.
Maybe
he got two.
Oh, really?
I'm not sure.
Do not have paddles. I cannot believe where they are. The dog.
I enjoyed beating
him. Ping pong paddles.
I truly did.
Dennis, I will beat you every time.
I will always beat you.
Ping pong we play. All right, 1-1.
Okay, let's go.
All right, what?
Oh.
All right, 2-1 me. I'm beating you, Dennis.
Come on, Mike.
All right.
Give me a flick.
All right.
Dennis doing shtick. Dennis acting.
All right, 2-2.
Come on.
They got two points. At this point, you got to be worried.
I'm starting to think about it.
It's 2-2. You're playing ping pong with Dennis Murphy.
We're with our hands. We'd have paddles.
Phil, you can play with your feet and you should still beat him.
All right.
You do beat him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, God.
Yes, I do. I'm just thinking now, you got me thinking that maybe I should have just shut him out.
All right, here we go.
Hear that breathing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Dennis. That's 3-2 me.
You just ace him?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Yeah, good. Yeah.
4-2, me.
Oh,
all right, here we go. And 5-2, game, set, and match.
Oh.
Thank you, Dennis. Congratulations.
No problem.
Thank you for farting.
I'll come out of the gun.
All right, we're turning the tape back on because,
let me turn this down.
Oh, is this dinners now being served?
I think so, yeah.
We're up to the major part of the evening. Now we're up to dinner being served.
I think so.
So what time is this? Set this up for us.
9:15-ish, I'm not sure, something like
that. All right. Well, I called you at 9:15.
Okay.
And you still hadn't had dinner yet.
Okay, so maybe it's like 9:30.
Okay.
Yeah. A second, hold on. Okay, there we go. Laura has just informed me that, what have you just informed? Hi, Dennis.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I was walking over to my wife, and he just, like, did a beeline right in front of me. Just taking the tape recorder over, but Dennis follows it like it's some kind of Geiger counter.
Laura has just informed us that...
Dinner is ready.
All right. Don't tell my wife what to say.
Okay, Mike.
All right, so we're going upstairs now. Enjoy it.
Right now on the stressometer, this is
this
is the most contact with all of us.
A meal of steak and potatoes. All right.
I'm breathing actually a little heavy there.
Have a seat.
Okay.
And as you'll see, Dennis,
Yeah.
I'm scared.
Why are you scared?
I've never eaten dinner with a tape recorder.
Oh!
I thought your wife was scared just as she looked at Dennis.
That's what I thought she was going to say.
I'm scared.
I'm scared because the bad man's sitting to my right.
Dennis, you'll see that we have... The meal is served.
Yeah.
We have lovely filet mignon for you.
That looks good.
Some green beans.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some... would you like some wine with dinner, Dennis?
I'll get some wine.
Okay.
I'll take some.
Get a bottle of... would you like... Do you say red or white, Dennis?
Don't matter, Mike. Just pick it.
Don't matter, Mike.
I'll get white. No, red.
Red for the Renaissance man. Okay.
Dennis, would you like a...
This is what you were looking. This is what you were waiting for all day.
And the dinner hasn't even started, and already I'm loving this. Just serving Dennis's wine. Which would you like, red or white? White? No. Red.
Right, yeah.
Red.
They're running around the kitchen.
Okay.
You want fulfilling all of his wishes.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
All right.
And,
so what's he doing now?
Potatoes. Also
serving himself.
Mike.
All right.
I'm serving Dennis the potatoes.
Is that enough? I don't want to cook it all because you still have to eat.
Give Dennis, I think, the biggest piece of meat.
Oh, again, wow. Very gracious.
Very rare, though. It was a very rare filet mignon, and wanted to make sure he didn't, you know. That was really, I think I mentioned that. At a certain point, I was thinking, what if he chokes?
Yes. Nobody there would definitely give him CPR,
man. I do it with my foot.
Put your foot down his throat.
All right. So, Dennis, are you having a good time so far?
So far, I'm having a good time.
We're really, really happy to have you here.
Are you really happy to have me here?
No, Dennis.
Okay.
I lost your bet, but no, it's very nice. Very nice having you here.
Okay.
Would you like some green beans, Dennis?
Oh, yes. I'll take some green beans.
Okay,
I have another question.
Yes.
Do you have to cut his food for him?
Keep playing the tape. I think we've got that on tape.
Okay, all right, good.
Here's some red wine. No, thank you. None for me. But yeah, maybe I will have a glass. All right, some green beans.
Thank you, Mike.
And anything else? Can I cut your steak for you, Dennis? Would that help you if I cut your steak?
I'm going to show you what I do when I cut my steak.
All right, Dennis,
oh, my God, okay.
This is what I do.
Okay.
All right, now, hold on. This might really be the best moment of the bet for me. Not only is he in your house.
Right.
Sitting at your table.
Right.
Drinking your booze.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's going to show you how he cuts his food.
Yes, he is, Don. All right. Okay. Yes, he is.
All right.
Okay. I really don't need to give you any more information.
Okay.
He's going to show me how he does it.
Well, I hold up the fork with my nub.
With your nub.
And I
just hear your wife laughing.
Yeah, I think she was, I don't know.
It's all a blank.
Hold on, I have to put it in all the way.
Okay, very good.
So,
okay, so he takes his stump, and at that point he said, I have to put it in all the way, and he pressed down with the end of his fork on, and it was just, I'm starved at this point.
Okay. Right. So what he's doing, he's taking the utensil.
Right.
And he's actually shoving it into...
He's showing how he does. I mean, he cuts his steak. He does it, and this is just... he's showing me how he does it. You know, when I said, can I cut that for you? He's demonstrating how he does it. And, he's figured out a way, and he's showing us, just in case something ever happens to my hand.
I have to put it in all the way.
Okay, very good.
So,
I'm
trying to cut it.
All right, Dennis is showing us how he...
can you help me?
I can do
all right, that was an unsuccessful experiment. But normally that's how you do it. Oh, it's very rare. Do you like it rare, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm going to do it. But what I usually do, I put my nub on the steak and then cut it.
Put your nub on the...
He normally puts his
nub on the steak.
It's a whole thing in place.
Yeah, and then he cuts. He didn't demonstrate that because he was he's in mixed company.
Right. Oh, my God.
When he's at his table for one at the Outback, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think
imagine that.
He does it that way. We're just about to start eating here.
Imagine that. He whips that out, holds on to his steak with it.
There you go.
You and Laura, I don't want to embarrass you.
Oh, you're
nothing's embarrassing, Dennis. I'm going to have a bite of steak now.
Okay. How is it, Mike?
Well, it's delicious, Dennis.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you didn't make it, Dennis.
Okay.
He legitimately made me laugh there when he said that. Yeah. So this is delicious. I'm drinking from what it does.
Thank you. Hold on, back it up there.
Man.
Back it up there.
I'll be telling you the truth here. The dinner was actually fun. We actually had a good time. Everybody, I realize he's in my house now and we're chilling out. It was a moment of fun. You know, as soon as dinner was over, I realized it wasn't fun anymore.
Laura, would you like some potatoes?
Yeah.
There you go. We're having some fun now, aren't we? Very, very good.
It's like you can play the same thing. Here's a bunch of mental patients having dinner together.
Delicious food.
Oh, hold on. Thank you.
Yeah. All right, well.
You're so polite, Dennis.
Laura, would you like a glass of wine?
No, I'll stick with my Diet Coke.
All right, very good.
Diet Coke?
Yeah.
Before we break bread here, a toast to my good friend, Dennis Murphy.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mo, for having me over.
So nice to have you here, and we hope you have a wonderful, lovely evening, Dennis.
So far, so good. Thank you.
Oh, that's delicious wine. That's good wine. Very good.
Excellent.
Isn't that delicious?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Potatoes.
Did you ask them? Oh, yeah. Potatoes. Now I'm trying the potatoes.
He's a loud man.
Potatoes are pretty easy to take with his teeth, aren't they, Dennis?
I've got the microphone right now just sitting in the middle of the table. And it's pointed
still
towards,
over-modulating.
Pointed towards him, which was a mistake. I mean, I really should have pointed it towards Laura, because really every time he talks, it's like, that's the way it is.
Laura.
That was a good sound of him just enjoying something.
Enjoying his meat and potatoes.
I'm tasting them right now. Mm-hmm.
He's got some steak in his mouth now.
Francisco. Francisco.
Francisco.
Dennis, I love mashed potatoes.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Mashed potatoes are one of my favorites.
Mine too.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Don called.
I know, I saw
He called just
I
to make
wanted
sure
to get on the phone and say,
mm-hmm.
Yay, Sammy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, that's the reason we're all here.
Yeah.
So Sammy Sosa couldn't manage to hit a goddamn
heart. Oh, my.
Okay, Mike and Laura, am I taking away from your Saturday night, your usual Saturday night?
Oh, Dennis! Yes.
Could he ask a stupider question?
Yeah. He's nervous. Right. Believe me, the sweat showed me that.
I lost the bet, and Dennis, you've been with the show for a long time, and it's a real slice of heaven to have you here.
I'm not curious. Maybe too.
Don't try. Now, please don't do anything like choke on your meat. Is that cooked well enough for you, Dennis?
There's other ones that are probably cooked better.
More? I cook it well, medium.
Oh, good.
Have you ever choked, Dennis? Have you ever choked on meat?
I had choked on. Can you get a hand with the little chicken cake?
Yeah, I might want to skip it tonight, though.
Jesus. That's a nightmare for you.
Very rare.
Mike, I have a critical question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know when my anniversary with you and Don is?
No, Dennis, when is your anniversary with us?
I first met you and Don at the Redskin Giant game in the Netherlands.
Wow, how long ago was that?
October 26, 1986.
Wow.
He's been with us a long time.
From 1986.
86, and we over wine and dinner, he informed me of that.
Hey, Mike, I got a trivia question for you, he says.
As I'm cutting my meat. I had a big mouthful when he asked me.
Yeah, 13 years ago, right?
I know. And I don't know why you still have me, but I really appreciate it.
It's been a nice ride, Dennis. Oh, yeah.
Wow, thank you.
And here we are. In all those, over a decade, you've never been to anyone's home. Except mine, right?
Yeah. And I appreciate you having me over.
Mm-hmm.
And, come on, you like my flowers?
I love those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, could you see my card I wrote?
Yeah, that is really sweet.
What is the card?
Yeah, that's the card, yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, a lovely card from Dennis Murphy. Very, very nice.
Mike and Laura, I want to let you know I am very honored to be spending the night at your estate.
Now, is this handwritten?
I didn't look at it.
Of course not.
I swear to God, I don't know.
Estate.
Oh, Dennis. Very nice, Dennis. Potatoes, bud.
You notice, Dennis, if you'll notice, just a kind of a true window into the evening, I might be lightening up a little bit here. I'm on my second glass of wine, and we had a couple of beers before we came upstairs, so I'm starting to like Dennis now.
Okay. Yeah.
Dennis, I'd like to say that I'm a little concerned about your drinking so far. So you're on third beer and now the glass of wine. Just eat more food, okay? Mm-hmm.
I'm going okay.
What does that sound?
That's me. I was joking so we get dining table sounds. A couple of times I just drummed on it. And when he laughs the first time, that's when I was like slamming on the green bean bowl.
All right. Okay, what, are you all right there?
I'm okay. I'm not choking yet.
This is when it gets awkward.
Well, I'm done.
You want to wipe eight fast. Yeah, she ate like in 3 minutes. Yeah.
If she ate at all.
Hey, rewind that. I want to hear that again. Well, I'm done.
It comes right after the awkward pause. That's when Laura said, okay.
Well, I'm done.
Well, that was delicious. Dennis, you want a dessert, right? Is there anything that we could give Dennis for dessert?
Sure. A bed?
A bed?
We can go to bed.
Oh,
yes, okay. Sure you're going to bed.
You get her.
No problem.
Ah, well.
Forgot what we gave him.
Lovely meal. Prepared especially for you.
Thank you, Mike. And Laura is a great cook.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Oh, Laura can cut it with no problem.
What did he just say? He got a tender piece of meat that he had no trouble cutting. I think at this point he might have relaxed a little bit and put his on the meat. I'm not sure, though. I was totally relaxed at this point.
My God.
You know.
Okay.
I'm getting going with my good friend, Mike.
The great company.
Mike, you are great company.
Thank you, Dan.
I'm enjoying the steak, the red wine, and more.
We're getting a little bombed, frankly.
Later.
Yeah, I can tell. Now, you hide it pretty well.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think I hide it later. I think at the end of the evening, I'm wiped. I mean, 11 o'clock, 11:15, it was out time. I mean, I was really just, I was wiped out. The stress of having him come over, I was just ready.
You probably fought more than I do.
I don't think so, Dennis.
Come on.
You farted when we were playing
ping pong. I know.
See, now we're buddies. See, now we're having a playful conversation.
Oh, here we are. So, I think Dennis, it would be safe to say we exhausted most of our conversation in the first 5 minutes. Wouldn't that be safe to say?
Well, you know, I'm enjoying the food so much, Mike. That, right.
Enjoying the what?
The food.
Oh, the food.
Say that now.
Yeah, I know. I understand.
But I know. This is radio. You gotta keep on talking. I know.
That's all right, Dennis. We're just recording this for posterity. Just a little tape record of you.
Now, where's your wife during this point? They're probably going over by the sink or something like that. I'm not sure. No, you know what? She was actually running up the driveway. No.
What's she doing, Robin?
She's getting dessert.
She's getting dessert from Dennis.
Oh, okay.
For Dennis.
Here.
Poor Dennis from Dennis.
Hey, Laura, anything in a package is okay. Nothing that requires any time.
You don't have to...
Hey, cookies. Cookies in a bag.
The kind of cookies that I pack in my daughter's lunch in a bag. Little mini cookies. That's what he had. Happy? Happy is as happy could be. Could have given him like a layer cake.
Dennis, do you require... dessert with every meal you
no. Usually I just have a mini meal, then a glass of milk, and I'm gone.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
A mini meal? A what?
Oh, no. I have the main meal.
The main meal, right.
Yeah.
Right.
Then a glass of milk.
Right.
And I'm
right.
Done.
Oh, okay.
See, now all the attention is focused on Dennis.
Milk?
No. The red wine is fine.
Okay, good.
Fine.
Red wine and chocolate chip cookies.
All right, toast again. A toast. Yeah, listen.
Toast.
Here we go.
Yeah. Thank you.
To Dennis.
Look, to Mike.
I just tell everybody, it says coming very soon, Mike will yell at Dennis.
Yeah. Ah, good.
That's coming like in the next 30 seconds here.
Right, sure. This is good.
All right.
Hey, you do sound bombed.
What?
Nothing!
Okay!
I'm just happy, then.
I'm just happy, Dennis.
Happy.
Come on, and I've been hitting myself so far.
Yeah, you're having a good time.
I haven't played it no disturbance more.
I'm having a real good time.
Uh-huh.
All right, hold on. We got a break. Robbie, give me a cue sheet. What's next here?
Oh, okay.
We have to change reels now.
I could listen to this every week.
Well, Buzz?
Hey, no.
You want to have Dennis over to your house this weekend?
Well, let's have a bet first. What
yeah,
do you say?
All right. Okay, when we come back, let's just go right to putting Dennis to bed.
That's good. You picked the part where it's a little slow.
Okay.
Because I'm really tired, and I want to bed him down.
There's about a half hour of Mike sitting around after dinner watching TV with Dennis.
That's very, very boring.
And then we'll get to, why don't you cue it right up to Mike puts Dennis to bed.
All right.
And then we can go to the next morning where Mike makes breakfast, serves Dennis breakfast, and then gets him the hell out of his house.
Yeah!
Okay, we'll be back in a moment.
This is...
is Grace Kelly?
It's women, not girls. Women.
Hey, I'm 35 years old. I've got 3 kids. I can hide a can of cat food under each breast. And Pop, please, I look like a girl. It makes me happy.
If you haven't heard it, it's new to you. If you have, shut up and listen anyway. The best of Don and Mike.
Why Dennis has been on hold for the last 40 minutes. It's not like we're not hearing enough of him on today's show.
Well, you know, it's his first love, being on the radio.
What do you want?
No, I'm not, I come thinking you want to come to me for comment, but I guess not.
He wanted, you know, to know if you wanted his commentary.
Okay, well,
that I understand him so well.
Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis.
Hey, I really enjoyed your house on Friday night.
Dennis, I, as I told you at dinner, it's a real slice of heaven. I really enjoyed having you.
Yeah, hold on, Dennis. Maybe we'll get some final thoughts from you.
Okay. Hold on. Hey, Mike.
Yes, Dennis?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I couldn't go to bed right away.
What?
I couldn't go to bed right away.
Did you have to come up with some way to relax yourself?
No. Mike, I hope you don't mind, but I couldn't go on the television again. Was that all right
no,
with you?
No, that's fine.
And I hope you don't mind. He turned it on with his penis.
Oh, no. I didn't go that far.
Dennis, did you masturbate in Mike's bed?
No. Hey, I was a gentleman.
Did you go number 2 in Mike's toilet?
I didn't have to, so Mike was lucky.
Oh, you didn't have to?
No.
Oh, that's a bonus.
Wow.
Oh, I thought you might have had to do that after, you know, the cookies and red wine.
I got home.
Sorry I had to hustle you out, but, you know, we were all running a little late. Because it was such a late night.
Yeah. But, you know, two hours go by when you're having fun, right?
Yeah, they certainly
they
do.
They sure do, Dennis.
Absolutely.
Hold on, please, okay. Dennis. Hold on.
La, la, la.
Okay, let's get to Saturday night. This is after Mike has had dinner with him.
I think this is touching. This is the touching part of the day.
Spend some time watching TV with him.
This is you could actually have a lullaby music. I mean, do we have the, you know, do,
yeah.
Just, I mean, because I think it's fitting to go along with Dennis. You know, it's very, very emotional.
And you both bombed.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Well, quite an evening of TV watching, huh, Dennis?
Yeah, I'm finishing my last bottle of Hawk.
Yes, I know you are, Dennis. Now we're taking you into the bedroom.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, Dennis.
Yeah?
Have a very nice evening.
Yeah, I have a great evening, too. But, Mike, you have a great evening.
It was just terrific.
Okay.
Phenomenal, Dennis.
We have a great evening to each other, like 5 different times.
You're both bombed.
Yeah, well, you had to make that time pass quickly.
In the morning.
You will?
I will make you breakfast in bed.
Okay.
And just don't wander, remember.
Hey, I was wondering, can I go on my chalkboard?
The little kid's chalkboard?
Yeah.
No, don't touch anything in here.
Okay.
So, Dennis, I bid you adieu. It's been just a real slice of heaven.
Yeah, and thank you for having me, and I hope it hasn't been a pain.
You haven't, Dennis, and I'll see you in the morning when we have breakfast in bed.
Okay.
Good night, Dennis.
Okay. You want to shut the door, or you want me to?
Dennis, I'll shut the door.
Okay.
Thank God. It's over. And I'll make him breakfast in bed tomorrow.
Well. So now this is you the next morning?
This would be me pushing it to sound like I know I'm broadcasting, so I'm pushing it to sound as good as I can. I do not feel good. It's I've been up since about 6:45.
And you're hungover and you're tired and Dennis is in your house.
So I'm trying to make it sound as good as I can.
Okay.
Good morning. It's 7:30.
Well, then rewind it.
Hi.
Rewind it. Let me hear that again.
How are you?
You know, this is funny.
Come breakfast in bed tomorrow.
No, rewind it. Rewind
it. That's
okay,
the
I got it right. Okay.
Here we go. Here's the next day.
Well, good morning. It's 7:30 in the morning on Sunday, and I'm in the kitchen getting ready to make Dennis a very nice breakfast. Turning on the burner.
My burner
doesn't seem to be going on. I'm not sure why. Oh, there it is. There. Get the burner on. Okay.
Hey, how goofy did you feel? Getting up at the crack of dawn, go upstairs, turn on tape recorder.
I feel like a moron. But I wanted you to have that.
And we thank you, Mike.
A record of me making
thanks,
a tape.
Mike.
Making
we thank
a breakfast
you.
For Dennis.
Now, your wife is still upstairs, right?
She had no more contact with Dennis after the previous evening.
Okay, good.
She had to keep the kids upstairs, because the kids were up at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was just like, feed him, get him the hell out of there.
Going to make breakfast for Dennis. It'll be a nice breakfast of sausage and French toast. And in 1/2 hour, Dennis is going to be out of my house, and we're going to be leaving and going to the drop-off point.
You sound a little Full Metal Jacket. You sound a little that.
I'm Dennis'd out right now.
A little Kevin Spacey-ish.
You know, the nighttime, it was like I realized when I woke up that he was still there, and I had to do all this crap.
It's almost over. I'll check back with you in a minute. Okay, now we're cracking the eggs. Dennis's French toast, because my big, strong boy needs a big breakfast.
Start his day.
Now we're opening the package of the two sausages that I'm going to give Dennis. These are patty, not blink. I think they're still good. I hope so. Who cares?
What did I tell you? You're mining gold here. He says to me before the show, man, I think this tape really is boring.
Oh, no.
I said to him, no, listen, let me be the judge of that. I'm telling you, mine gold
that's,
here.
That's good.
This is exactly great. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm sorry. I got to press the button again.
Heck, I'm going to give him three.
Give him three sausages because he's special.
Very good. I hope he really likes his breakfast. And I'll make the French toast.
You sound like a guy in a movie that's making for a breakfast for a guy he's going to kill him, like put poison in or something. I swear to God, that's exactly how you sound.
Yeah. My boy, my big strong boy.
And the sizzling sausage.
And then I'll let you know when I'm going down to Dennis.
Because you'll hear all that right here on the radio. I'm so happy. Just so happy. Breakfast is almost ready, and when it's done, I'll bring it down to Dennis Murphy, who now has approximately 20 minutes to get out of my house. Oh, what a shame that's not going to leave time for a shower. Well, it's Sunday, isn't it? No problem at all. So I'll check back in with you when I'm bringing this wonderful homemade fresh breakfast that I've made.
You know, these are like tapes that they would play in court.
Yeah, Psycho Killer.
With evidence of a guy being out of his mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And here's tapes of Mr. O'Meara preparing breakfast on the morning before he killed Mr. Murphy.
Daddy's at his wit's end here.
Hang up this early for Dennis. Ciao.
It's all stuff I brought on myself, I should point out, that I said I'd make it for
all
my
right.
Breakfast.
It's so hard to carry a serving tray and a microphone, but I'm going to try to do that right now.
Okay, you know what? Hold on. We have to do a break.
This is
now Mike bringing Dennis breakfast, and then you sit
there. I haven't gone through the door yet. I knock on the door because I wanted to pause and see if we got some of that quality snoring, but he was wide awake, and I don't know what the hell he
was
doing.
And you sit there while he eats, right?
Yeah, for a moment. We all have our limits. That might have been mine.
Okay, we'll be back with the breakfast in a moment.
For an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Now, finally getting to Mike giving Dennis breakfast in bed on Sunday morning.
I go downstairs and make his breakfast, and I think we stop the tape just as I'm heading down the stairs to wait outside his door to see if he's snoring. Here we go.
And I don't know if he's still asleep or not. That's the God's honest truth. As I come downstairs, we'll just wait outside his door. It's very dark down here. Let's see, I'm listening. I don't hear snoring. We're going into Dennis's room now. Good morning, Starshine.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, good.
Watch your eyes. Is he dressed?
He had a t-shirt and his underwear on.
You have covers covering him?
No. No, the covers are like half down.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what the hell he was doing.
Okay. Let's turn the light on. There we go. Hi, Dennis. So he did have one of the kids' stuffed animals. What were you doing with that?
Jesus Christ, I forgot this.
What was he doing?
He's got Tigger, my daughter's stuffed Tigger.
Right.
That he slept with. Yeah, I don't know if he had it all.
That has to be destroyed.
It was right next to him. I'm not sure. You know, I have to. God.
Yeah, but
we're almost out of here, right? Yeah, I gotta take care of it. I don't think they were going downstairs today. I mean, right next to him, like, the bed is up against the wall, right under the window, and he had Tigger between him and
your daughter has shingles.
You need a new one.
Just keep the covers pulled over your legs, please, God, please. Please, thank you. Just sit up in bed.
Okay.
All right, here you go, and take the tray.
Okay, great. You.
Dennis, what we have here, oh, that breath, Dennis, that morning breath is just to what we have here is we have.
Was it really bad?
Horrible.
Horrible. Horrible.
Wow.
Awful. Terrible death breath. The worst ever in my life.
Bad.
Worse than Nick Rosenoff?
No.
Oh, okay.
You know?
So not the worst you've ever smelled.
But also, I've probably got closer to Nick's, too. But Nick's was worse. What a horrible thing to say about a man.
Sausages.
Mm-hmm.
And we have French toast. And we have fresh maple syrup.
Oh, okay.
And we have little apple juice there for you. So, Dennis, enjoy your breakfast because you've got about 15 minutes.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is great. Did you sleep well?
I slept well. Okay. We have call me the
Tigger. That's my daughter's Tigger. Why don't we just take that away from you right now? Very good. Thank you. So, Dennis, bon appetit.
Okay.
And I hope you had a very nice evening.
Good.
Probably feeling a little hungover this morning.
A little bit, yeah.
Probably. Well, that's good. So, sausage, French toast.
Uh-huh.
And your apple juice, and just eat it.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to leave you to yourself here.
It's
breakfast in bed. You eat that a lot.
I'll
check back. And eat it quickly, though, Brent.
Okay, good. You got to go.
Okay, I'm doing what I'm doing is I'm going upstairs getting the car ready.
Okay.
Thank you, Dennis. Okay. Enjoy.
Okay.
Bon appetit.
You're
more than welcome.
Jesus Christ.
That's a little slice of reality right there. That one,
absolutely.
A little bit.
Well, you're almost there. You're running a marathon, and now the finish line is within your sight.
You asked me if I stayed with him, and that was just not going to happen. It's one thing to have the dinner, but he was, you know, he had bedhead, he had the breath, and he was digging in.
You know, that was above and beyond. You said when we originally set the bed
right
up.
I'd make him breakfast in bed.
You'd make him breakfast in bed.
He cleaned his plate. He really did, but
of course.
Then he was tardy. I don't know if I yelled at him on the tape, but, you know, I was like, come on. You know, a lot of that stuff.
I hope we hear that.
All righty. We're going to go check on Dennis. See how he's doing with his breakfast. And then inform him that he has 10 minutes. All right, I'll just do a little knock on the door. Hi, Dennis.
Yes.
How's your breakfast going?
Well, so good.
That's good. You enjoying it?
Yeah, look at that. That looks good. Yes.
Great French toast, Mike.
Is it great French toast? I'm an excellent chef, aren't I?
You are.
Okay, Dennis, that's the good news. I just wanted to inform you that unfortunately we're running a little short on time, and you've got basically 10 minutes.
Well, okay.
So you can finish your breakfast up, and I'm really sorry you're not going to be able to get that shower
tonight. Oh, okay.
But I think you can do that at home, right?
Yeah,
I mean, I go grungy on Sunday.
Yeah, okay,
right?
Okay.
Is that okay? Fantastic. Then we have an understanding, Dennis.
Okay. You're listening to a man who is at the end of his rope now, okay?
I was very
transparent.
I really expected that he'd really wolf it down or something like that.
Oh, he wants to milk every last second in your house.
Came in when I saw the covers over, man, the tray, and he's still sitting in the bed. Oh, just a little frustrated.
It's like a nightmare that won't end, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Right. You finish up now, and I'll be waiting for you upstairs.
Okay,
Dennis.
Okay. Bye. Rolling back, there's just a little bit of attitude on Mike's part. Okay, Dennis.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
I'm a little frustrated.
You finish up now, and I'll be waiting for you upstairs.
Okay, Dennis.
Okay. Bye.
Great.
We have 9 minutes. Oh, boy. I'm getting a little giddy. I've got to be honest with you.
Okay, hold on. We just do one more break.
All right, I think that this is when I'm hustling him out of the house. I think I stopped tape there, and then this is when Dennis is just kind of lingering. Dennis could stay till noon.
Of course. And will you take him back to the Bob Evans then?
Mm-hmm.
And then do we hear you driving away then?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay.
Yeah, we have the farewell, and then I keep the tape rolling a little bit after I'm driving away.
Oh, excellent. All right, we'll hear that next. Finish up the tape with Mike and Dennis.
We're almost done here.
Okay, Mike has served Dennis breakfast in bed. He's gone downstairs. He told him to get his ass in gear. And here is the theory farewell.
8 a.m. in my home. Dennis! Oh, Dennis! Dennis!
Oh,
let's go! Oh, my. Dennis will be making his... You're putting your what? He's getting his shoes on.
Could you help him with that, Mike?
And we are waiting for the departure. On what has been just an incredible time. And hopefully he'll make it up the stairs soon. It just happened. A little sip of morning tea. Nothing makes the morning go better than a nice cup of tea. Are you all packed, Dennis? Damn it. Excuse me.
You know, you yell at me for saying that.
I know.
And you have dropped it on this tape about a million times.
I know. I know.
He's under pressure.
Real me.
Pressure under fire.
Real, real me.
I'll ask myself for a second. Dennis, what are you doing? You're putting your shoes on?
Yeah.
All right, how was your breakfast?
All right. This is me.
Hurry up.
I'm up in the kitchen here, and I'm yelling down to Dennis, who's still in the basement, when he says, put your shoes on. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You're right with me?
He's coming up the stairs. As I said, he moves slow.
Okay. I think Dennis might have expected me to come down and get him.
Carry him up.
But I'm not doing that. You didn't make a mess in the bed, did you? All right, I'll wait till you... I can't hear you, so I'll wait till you come out of your room. Putting your belt on. This takes Dennis a little longer.
Again, you could have helped.
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't want to insult him.
You're into bonus time now, Dennis.
What?
You're into bonus time.
What?
What a nightmare.
All right, don't worry.
Now, you know, hold on. I just want to say, this is legitimate. This is the time when I just want to get the day started. You know, I got the family upstairs. Everybody's just getting ready to... I just want to get the bet done with, you know. So I am kind of urgent with Dennis right now.
And he is, of course, straggling.
He's dawdling like nobody's business right now. Dawdle, dawdle, dawdle.
Still, you know, you can hear it.
Yeah. He said he wishes he had two hands.
And if you're curt with him, it's because time is of the essence.
Right.
All right, I'm going to stop the tape, Dennis.
Okay.
When I was pissed.
Now you're pissed.
You're too slow.
I know, now you're pissed.
Yeah. Oh, okay, Dennis is making his way upstairs now.
Oh, what was that?
I don't know. He was like, maybe he's getting up to the top step.
Bye.
Hi, how you going?
Doing well.
Hold on. Yeah, you can hear Dennis. That's the first sign that Dennis has had a little too much evening, too. You get the, how you doing? He's had a little rough, too.
Yeah, just leave it on the mantle, Dennis. You don't need to bring it. He's bringing the tray all the way upstairs. All right, be careful. Give me the tray.
You got it?
Yeah, you got the tray. Fantastic. Okay, you got everything?
Yep.
All right, let's go. Say goodbye to my house, Dennis.
Bye.
All right. Bye, house.
Bye, house.
Okay. Very good.
No, you won't.
All right.
See you later.
Doors opening. There we go. Fantastic.
Oh, no.
A little rainy, Dennis. You're going to have to hurry to the car, okay?
I'll try to move.
Okay, you have no problem. Dennis, you look pretty fresh. Did you do a little Elvis shower down there?
No. Brush my teeth.
Oh, you brushed your teeth. Well, that's good. Well, hop in quickly now. It is raining. All right, move.
Just so slow.
You are this far from listening with him, aren't you?
It's pouring rain. So get in.
Now. You are so close. So close.
Just a few more minutes. Hang on, Mike.
All right, sit down. There we go. All right, he's in. Fantastic. We're halfway home. All right, now I'm going to hop in myself as the rain begins to fall heavier. All right. I left the window open a crack, which means my seat's wet. I gotta remember not to do that anymore. But it doesn't matter, does it, Dennis?
Whoa.
We are on our way to the drop-off point, and guess what that means, Dennis?
The drop-off point.
What do you have to do right now?
Look at you.
Put the blindfold on.
You know, all that goodwill from Saturday night is totally evaporated now.
Yeah.
You're like screaming at him like you are kidnapping him. Put the blindfold on!
The blindfold is sitting next to him on the seat, and I kind of indicate to him, I said, and that means, you know what you have to do right now? And I look down at it, and Dennis says, look at you? No. No.
All right, Dennis, is it secure?
Yeah, I can't see nothing.
You can't see nothing?
You'll see nothing.
All right, Dennis.
I can't see anything.
Anything. Man, we'll teach you better grammar.
Okay.
Well, Dennis?
Yes, Mike?
It was a terrific evening.
What?
Did you hear the car torquing?
Yeah. You're really stepping on it, aren't you? Going about 100 miles an hour down your driveway.
Well, yeah. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did.
Well, I really enjoyed it, Mike. Thank you for having me over. I hope I wasn't too much of a nuisance to you and Laura.
Well, now we're about to depart on that long, boring journey where Dennis and I basically don't say anything to each other. So we'll check in for the teary farewell when I drop Dennis off at his car. Time now, Sunday morning. It's approximately 8:05. All right, as we get off the exit to our drop-off point. Dennis, any final thoughts on this?
Is he still blindfolded now?
Yes.
You might tell you.
Delightful, wonderful weekend that we've had together.
And delightful talk. It was a pleasure meeting your wife.
Just a couple of hungover guys.
Talking about the big Saturday night together.
Talking about their night.
The cake was great. The potatoes were particularly excellent.
Well, you know, we went to the grocery store to get those potatoes just for you, Dennis.
Yes, and I appreciate that, Mike. You didn't have to go out of your way for that.
Well, Dennis, I can safely tell you right now that you can remove the blindfold.
So you have kept it blindfolded the whole time. The whole time.
That interview was with Dennis blindfolded. A nice little, how was your evening? And he just, it was fun. It was fun.
As we make our way up into the parking lot of the Bob Evans restaurant.
There he is. Oh, I can see again.
Yeah, he's always, he likes that. Yeah.
I will tell you, Dennis, that nobody was staring.
Oh, no problem.
Not a lot of traffic this morning.
No. It's very, there's nothing on the road.
And what would your highlight be from the fabulous trip, Dennis?
The highlight? In a car trip or?
No, the highlight for the whole thing.
No, the highlight of the whole thing? Just getting
Thank you, Dennis. That's terrific. Well, a teary farewell, as we obviously say. What a wonderful time it's been. And, Dennis, I can safely tell you now, after spending from 8 o'clock last night to, well, now it's 20 after 8 this morning, I can tell you, get out of my car.
Oh, okay.
Dennis, it's been a real slice of heaven.
Can I kiss you?
No, you cannot kiss me.
Get out.
I'm a kick.
Get out.
Okay.
Can I kiss you?
All right. But, hey, Dennis, I've really enjoyed it. Do you have everything you need?
I got everything I need.
Very good. Well, thank you. Have a very safe trip home.
If I forgot anything, just put it in. I'll get it.
I'll burn it with everything else. Thank you, Dennis.
Jesus Christ.
Bye-bye. Shut the door now.
Okay.
Take care.
Can I kiss you?
No, you can't kiss me.
Bye. Bye.
And he's gone.
Gone. And he's gone. Gone. Gone.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And that's it. The saga of Dennis Murphy has concluded. And I will tell you that the only thing lingering in my automobile, just remember Dennis didn't have his shower this morning, is the slight odor of feces. Yes, and I'm not lying. All right. So this has been quite a time. Really glad I lost a bet. Mike O'Mara signing off. Weekend with Dennis. I hope you all enjoyed it. Bye now.
There.
Well,
yes, man of your word, Mike. The bet has been paid. Has been paid.
The best bet we ever had.
Yes. And that was my evening with Dennis. Just two guys having a few beers and some steak.
Well, I'll give you second fanfare.
Second fanfare. I'm fine about that. All right. And thanks to my buddy, my pal, Dennis Murphy.
Oh, look at you. Before the show, you said, I don't know how good this tape is.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh,
jeez. I'm reeling from that tape.
It's tough to know when you're living it.
I'm reeling from that tape.
Third fan fare.
Oh, my God.
Accepting the Emmy.
Thank you.
We welcome the Academy salutes. Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy.
Dennis Murphy, fantastic.
Thank you for having me again.
Pleasure, Dennis. You know, I would say any time, but you know, I'd be lying, so I just want to say it was fantastic having you over that one time.
What was Melissa's opinion on me?
She liked you, Dennis.
Yeah,
absolutely. She did like you.
I understand.
She wouldn't have talked to you if she didn't like you.
That's what Mike was telling us off the tape. When you guys are like watching TV, you would go up and you spend a lot of time with Mike's wife.
Yeah, I spent around 20 minutes at one point talking with her.
What were you talking about with her?
Oh, you know, talking about the ice skating and all that good stuff.
At one point, I yelled upstairs because you were dawdling up there, too. And you were getting me a beer, right? And you went up there for 20 minutes. And then I said, come back down. But you did. I guess on two separate occasions, you talked to Laura for a while.
Yeah, but, you know, when I came down the last time,
yeah.
I missed a step, and something happened to my back. So, my back is sore right now.
Well, Dennis, if I was you, I would call a lawyer. All right, goodbye, Dennis. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Hey,
No. Listen, I'm going to pull a Mel on you right now.
Okay.
What haven't we done for you?
Goodbye.
Okay, goodbye. Mel.
Bye. See you.
Bye. Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Dennis.
Goodbye.
Bye.
There he goes.
Oh, okay.
All right. And he got what he wants. And we discussed that, I think, when the tape wasn't rolling at the dinner table, what he loves more than anything else. And he got all of that today.
What, being on the show?
Yeah, that's what he likes more than anything else.
And this voice said, Zool. And then I slammed the refrigerator door and I left. That was 2 days ago, and I haven't been back to my apartment.
Generally, you don't see that kind of behavior in a major appliance.
Tune for an outstanding entertainment program, the best of Don and Mike.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude.
Hey, man, of course.
Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, everybody.
What's going on?
It's my redneck brother, Jim.
Oh, man.
Why?
Oh, have I got the story for you.
Uh-oh. Really?
Yeah, I need to talk to you just for a second off the air, though.
Oh, dear.
Oh, really?
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, hold on a second.
Oh, dear.
All right, well, Buzz, I guess we're going to have to pad for a second here.
You can do that.
Maybe I could try again to get you to work up some of your dander about Brenda in the parking space. But
now that I know it's her, I really am pissed, and I really am. Why we've been sitting here, I've been plotting ugly ways to get even with Brenda.
Glad we could clear that up, but I'll tell you right now, when Jim asked to speak to his brother in private off the air,
you know that there is something seriously, seriously wrong.
It can't be good. This is what I'm thinking.
But there's got to be some of it that's going to be, you know, on the air. And I know we can look forward to hearing some part of this.
Just a taste.
On the air, but okay. just a little taste. Right. So what's going on?
All right, I need the soap opera music.
Oh, really? Is this another relationship?
No, it's about my parents and him.
Oh.
I need the soap opera music.
They did something again?
Yeah. Yeah, they sure did.
They did something bad again?
They sure did.
Oh, dear.
You know, my brother wants to know if it's cool to talk about it on the radio. And, you know, for goodness sakes, with all the crap that we've discussed about our family on the air.
Sure.
You know, what is one more log on the fire?
Why not?
All right,
oh,
Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Okay. Where are you at right now?
Barkeysville, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Right, so you're driving a load of something somewhere, right?
Yeah, I'm overloaded big time, too.
Hey, you're overloaded. Well, that's good for any of the state troopers that might be listening.
Well, I gotta be going around a few scales, too.
Really? All right, well, we'll deal with that in just a moment. Now, here's the latest. Now, this involves your girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
The girlfriend that my mom and dad didn't want my brother to see. And keep in mind, my brother's 38 years old.
Now, is there some particular reason why they don't want you seeing this woman, Jimmy?
Just that they can't control me anymore. They can't tell me when to do anything or how to do it or anything. They can't control me.
And they're
upset
about
that. That's the whole point of it completely, totally, 100%.
So you remember that my parents, in the last episode of My Dysfunctional Family, my parents had actually hired a private investigator.
Oh, man. I found out Saturday that not only did they hire a private detective to drive by my house, the private detective followed Jamie. Ooh. Plus, they gave Sam and Fran a complete report, a lifelong history report on Jamie.
Let me bring you up to speed. Jamie is my brother's current girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
and Sam and Fran would be our parents.
I have a valid question here, and this is for people that might not be familiar with this. You said they can't control you, but you're a guy that's been married, you have a kid, you've been in many relationships, and have they ever pulled anything like this with any of the other relationships?
No, the only thing they've done before is just tell me that they don't think my girlfriend or my wife was worth anything. They thought that, you know, they weren't good, they didn't like them. They've never liked anybody that I have been with.
Welcome to the show, everybody. I just want to say, this is a Monday episode of the show, okay?
That's, you know, right there.
It's only Monday, and already we're getting it.
Right there. I mean, no surprise for anybody who listens to the show. That's just not right. You know what I mean?
Right, no.
You kind of have to accept whoever your kid brings in. I mean, that's just the way it is. You support them, and that's the way it is.
When your kid is 38 years old.
Absolutely.
And you've already got a bad relationship with both of your kids.
Of course.
Right. All right, so what's the latest installment?
Well, we saw Sam and Fran Saturday morning.
And how did that happen?
Well, we saw Francis.
That's my mother.
And they have had a friend of theirs drive by Jamie's house now, okay, Saturday morning. So Jamie said, stop the car, I want to talk to your mom. So I stopped the car and I said, Jamie, just be cool.
Now, wait a minute. Hold on. When you said they had a friend drive by the house, was mom in the car?
No, this was Bob's wife, Dawn. They're good friends now.
So your friend Bob is good friends with our mom and dad.
Yeah, I've lost that relationship, that friendship, after 18 years.
Oh, my God.
Because of all this.
So this is a contemporary of yours who has kind of been reporting to your parents about your life?
Exactly.
How twisted is that?
Does this have anything to do with the thing that you were telling me last week? Well, we talked last week off the radio. Occasionally we do talk off the radio.
Right.
The thing with Bob, the problem with Bob last week?
Yeah.
My brother was all upset. He called me last week. And this guy, Bob, has been my brother's friend since they, you know, were just out of high school. And they said, listen, I'm not friends with Bob anymore. And, you know, I said, what? Bob's your best friend. And it turns out there was a whole big situation with Bob. Was that related to Sam and Fran, too?
Yes.
Oh, my God. And, my parents are a mess.
Anyway, Jamie got out of the car, and Francis was standing there, and Jamie said, Mrs. Source, I'd just like to tell you not to have your friends drive by my house.
Now, wait, hold on. Where was Mom in this? Because you said that this other person was driving past your girlfriend's house. Where did Mom appear?
We saw her downtown South Beloit.
So this is after a friend drove by the house to check up on you.
Yes.
And then your girlfriend bumped into your mother downtown.
Yes, and I was with my girlfriend.
And you were, okay, so you're with
her. I was sitting in the car, and Jamie got out and told Francis, hey, I'd appreciate it if you would keep your friends away from my house and have your friend stop driving by my house.
Right.
And Francis says, oh, well, your mother hooked up the phone at Jim's house at her name. That's fraud. Ameritech is going to prosecute you and all this. And Jamie says, my mom did it for a gift for me. And Francis started saying, oh, we did a whole investigation on you. Jim, you should see what's in this investigation. And the only thing Jamie has ever done in her whole life,
oh my God,
has gotten a speeding ticket and didn't pay for it.
That's it.
That's it.
So
Jamie tells Francis, you're just an old, lonely woman. Leave us alone.
Oh my God.
Francis hauls off and hits her right in the face.
Oh my God. Was this on the street?
Yeah. So I told Jamie, get in the car. I said, Jamie, get in the car. We're going down to the police department right now. I said, Francis, you're busted.
Oh, my God.
You just committed battery on Jamie.
Oh, no. Listen, so did you file charges against Mother?
We went down and talked to this Sergeant Lee. Jamie didn't want to file charges. We could have had Francis arrested for battery. She would have had to be shipped down to Winnebago County Jail, pay a bond, and get a court date.
Oh, my God.
Jamie says, I don't want that because it's just going to be bring more crap down on you. Well, I said, you do what you want. I said, we could have her, this old bag, arrested, or the cop says, well, I can go over and talk to her. Well, the police officer went to talk to Francis, and Bob was there.
This is my brother's estranged friend,
okay,
Bob.
Right.
Bob tells the police officer, well, Jamie's driving on a stolen registration, a stolen sticker, and stolen license plate. And Francis says, oh, I'm not doing anything to them. They came and saw me. And the officer said, well, Mrs. Source, just leave them alone, and they will leave you alone. Well, then I called LaVita.
This is my mother's sister, Aunt LaVita.
Right.
LaVita is neutral. Remember we had our doubt last week about that?
Yes.
LaVita is neutral.
All right.
She didn't believe it that Francis is like this and all whacked out. Okay? And I talked to LaVita Saturday afternoon for 2 hours over the phone.
Just let me interrupt you for a moment. I follow this because this is my family.
You got to start feeling pretty good about the fact that you live all these miles away.
Is this understandable to anybody listening to the radio? I mean, I guess if you listen over the year, you know who all the players and the sorted
right,
members
sure,
are.
Right, sure. Yeah.
Well, anyway, man, I mean, this is just whacked out. I'm moving out to Seattle, Washington when I can.
No, don't tell them to go. That's a good move. I thought you wanted to be by your daughter.
I do, but do I have to live in fear that Sam and Fran are going to try and make my life miserable any time they get a chance, and then I have to sit back and defend myself or prove myself innocent?
Oh, my God.
That's what it's coming down to, okay? So Bob lied about Jamie's registration. So we spent Saturday afternoon going to the police department in Beloit. The police department, the cop called to let us know what Francis said. He says, oh, yeah, by the way, they said you're driving on stolen plates. I have South Beloit police officers looking for your car because now you are under suspicion. So we spent Saturday afternoon running around from police department to police department to have them run a check on her plates to prove that she's all legal.
Did he get that done? Yeah. Was that finally worked out?
We got that done.
Good.
But then now, Francis, I left yesterday at noon to come out to New York State, and Francis and Sam are driving by the house.
Oh, my God.
Again?
LaVita didn't believe me on this, and I told LaVita, I says, hey, I got a tape recording that I recorded Francis a month ago, and how whacked out she was, calling Jamie a whore, calling Jamie every name in the book. And LaVita doesn't believe it. And I says, as soon as I find this tape, I will be over to your house. And she believes me now. She's starting to see how Francis and Sam are. See, they always want to portray to everybody that they're innocent, they are perfect, they do everything they can for their son.
My parents, my adopted parents here,
mm-hmm.
They are certifiably out of their friggin' minds. I mean, they're absolutely...
Once they pushed you away, they moved on to your brother and started working on him.
Right, because I reached the point with my parents, my mom and dad got mad at me. This all goes back to the fact that my brother and I are adopted, and things were fine with our parents. I mean, we had a screwy home life like everybody does, but it was all
right. Right.
We found out we were adopted, and the second we asked our parents about it, they started getting squirrely with us.
Sure.
And then my mom and dad sent me a box one day that had, like, all of my baby pictures and my high school football letter and all the stuff from when I was a kid. They just sent it all to me and said, goodbye, you're not our son anymore.
Well, they'll probably do that to me. You know the thing about uncle slash half-brother Tom?
And that, of course, is the other great part of the story, that my uncle is actually my half-brother.
Right.
I told Levita Saturday, too. I says, hey, you know, she still denies that to this day. She goes, well, I didn't know that was a secret in the family. I says, what do you mean, Aunt Levita? That was top secret. I said, Tom told me, Francette told me, Sam told me. Levita, I mean, and Francis still denies it. She goes, oh, yeah, Tom is your mother's real son.
You see, my mother... Okay, my brother and I are adopted.
She's whacked, yeah, man.
My mother gave birth to Tom.
Right.
My mother then, this is before my brother and I were even born, my mother gave birth to Tom. She gave that baby to her mother to raise.
Right.
When he was 12 years old.
And it's like a big secret in the family that apparently everybody in the whole family knew, except for my brother and I,
right,
that the guy that we had been brought up with as Uncle Tom was actually Brother Tom.
But was it her son with
it was
with
her
Sam?
Son? No, it was her son with another guy.
Another guy.
She was married before.
Oh.
Right.
And he got killed in a typhoon in World War II.
Of course.
Off the coast of Japan.
I'm telling you, I swear to God, you can't write this crap.
Pretty amazing stuff.
And you know, this is why when I talked about this 5 years ago, why the Jenny Jones show and the Lisa Gibbons show called me up and asked me if I could get my whole family to come on their shows. And I said, absolutely not.
Oh, God.
This is my
better
personal
than General Hospital.
This is my personal hell.
This is the Dawn on Ed Mike.
Jim, this is Buzz. Rather than move, can you get a restraining order?
That Jamie went to check on it today.
Good.
$122 to get a restraining order on Sam and Fran.
Right.
And then it's another $122 to get a restraining order on Bob and Dawn.
Oh, don't worry. I'll pay that for you.
The saddest thing, you know, out of all this...
Who will pay that for me?
I'll pay that for you. Me, your brother.
Oh, man, I'd appreciate it.
You know, the saddest thing out of all this sounds to me, Jim, like your lifelong friend who kind of buys into what they're saying. And
he was my hunting buddy. Well, I told my brother what the story was with that. And now he's mad because I confronted Jamie about these lies, and I found out that his wife was lying about it. He told me all this stuff and didn't want me to talk to Jamie about it.
There's so much crap to this story. There's so many people lying to other people. And I guess it's all intertwined to Sam and Fran.
Yeah. I mean, we take 5 hours to explain it to everybody.
No, we couldn't do it in 5 hours. Not to explain everything. I swear to God we couldn't.
You know, but, man, I mean, this has got me so upset. This is the first thing I've ate in 2 days here.
Oh, boy. I feel the same way I felt when Dom was going through all the crap initially. I mean, it's just horrible. It's really horrible.
Listen, I had it bad, but my mom never slapped my girlfriend or my wife.
You had the distance on your side. You had the distance factor.
Jesus Christ. What a mess that
is.
I
was afraid that Jamie was going to throw her in a headlock and do a body slam to her. You know?
You know, I would pay to see that whole situation unfold. I really would pay to see that. Where was that?
When I told Francis, I told Jamie, I said, get in the car, Jamie. We're going down to the police department. Francis, all that skin hanging off of her arms and stuff was just shaking like a bowl of jelly. She was scared to death.
Okay. All right. Well, listen.
But it was...
Listen, call me tonight. I'll get you the money for the restraining order.
Yeah, I needed to ask you another favor.
All right. Go ahead.
I don't know if you want me to say this over there.
Oh, right. Come on. Why not?
Hold on a second.
Hold on a second. We were right. It wasn't good. Unreal.
All right. What else?
Hey, it makes you appreciate everything you got.
It really does.
That does.
Yeah.
That's a shame. They did this to... You remember when they did this to Don?
I do. They
said years ago, and now they're doing it to Jimmy.
Hold on a second.
Got all this baby stuff back in boxes.
Yeah. Well, of course I could handle that for you. Are you there?
I'm here.
Hello? Oh, yeah. No problem.
Because, man, this has got to end.
Yeah. He wants to know if one of my battery of attorneys will send a letter on his behalf from him to my parents saying to leave him alone.
You know the attorney to call for that.
To never contact me or my daughter. I've already told my daughter that she's not going to see him anymore. Rachel says, why? They've moved to Europe.
Oh, my God. That's what I had to do with my parents. I had to finally get a lawyer.
You know, and I hold the friend that they have in Washington that sends them all this stuff and calls them and tells them all the scoop on us.
I hope she's listening.
I had to finally hire a lawyer to send my parents a letter saying, if you contact him again, we will take swift legal action against you.
Amazing.
But once I did that, they left me alone.
Good.
They stopped trying to butt in. All right, Jimmy. Well, I'll help you on all those fronts.
Well, you want me to call you tonight?
Yeah, call me tonight.
What time?
You don't want to get home. Just call me anytime tonight. Okay?
All right, dude.
All right. Well, hang in there, man.
Yeah, I'm going to try.
Hang in there. I love you.
I love you, too.
All right.
Hang in there, Jim. Good luck with all this. It's an awful lot to deal with.
Don't speed.
But I know I speak on behalf of all of our listeners when I say it. It's highly entertaining. And, you know, thank you for sharing it with us.
You know, I don't know. Thanks for letting me get it off my chest.
That's all right. No better place than a radio show with 5 million people
listening. The therapy. Isn't it your favorite therapy?
Yes, it is.
Right here?
There's no doubt about it.
This is my therapy, too.
All right. Call me tonight.
Okay.
All right. Bye, dude.
Bye.
Bye.
The difference between Jimmy and you is you worked in the radio business for years, and I think you could handle this. You knew what pathological liars were all about. But Jimmy, I don't know, man. That's tough.
Yeah.
That is tough.
How screwed up is that?
That is amazing.
I'm so embarrassed of my family. I'm so embarrassed by all of that going on.
No, I mean,
oh, Christ.
I think you're both handling it the right way. I've always said that. You've risen above it.
How wacky is that? My parents are so out of their minds.
That is tough. That is a tough situation.
You know, just leave us the hell alone.
Yeah, I mean, you handled it the right way. They left you alone, and now he's just got to, you know, make the break.
Right.
Right. And, you know, none of this would have happened with my parents if when we had gone and originally asked them if we were adopted, if they would have just said, yes, you're adopted.
Right.
Here's the circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we never went to our parents and said, oh, you're not our real parents. We want to find out all about us. We didn't know that.
Right.
We just wanted to know what happened. And my parents refused to give it up. At one point, I was screaming at my mother. I said, don't you watch Oprah? Like, on Oprah, they have shows now.
Sure.
That instruct stupid people how to handle situations like this. And my parents said, well, you know why we never told you you were adopted? I said, why? She said, you never asked.
Oh, God.
That was the big response. You never asked.
Hmm.
Okay. Thank you. But anyway.
Yeah.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Happy Monday.
Yeah. Happy Monday.
I think that did Jimmy a little good, getting on the radio and talking about it.
No, I really do.
I think one of the reasons he did want whoever that person is that's, you know, that's the spy here in Washington, D.C., wanted him to hear it.
Okay, that's effed up, man.
That is effed up.
That's just real effed up.
Amazing.
Sure is.
All right, let's check our phone lines to see if our new phone number works, okay?
What is that phone number? I forgot.
It's 1-877-365-3636. Let's try a call. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, you're the greatest.
Ah, the phone lines work, Mike.
1-877-365-3636.
Right, let's just stay away from that stupid DMDM.
DMDM.
365-3636. 1-877. Yes, hello, who is this?
This is Eric from Sacramento.
Yeah, hi, Eric.
Don and Mike, you're the greatest. I was up the Sacramento, Las Vegas style show. Just wanted to encourage Jimmy to stay in the area because, as it turns out, it's his daughter that's set up to be hurt the worst on this if he moves to Washington to get away from your silly parents.
Yeah, I know. I'll have that discussion with him.
It'd be great if you could pay for that restraining order.
Oh, I'll do it. That's done. Not a problem. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys.
Hello there.
How are you today?
You know, I have nothing on the screen, so I don't know who you are or where you're calling from.
Amy from Detroit.
Yes, hello, Amy.
I just want to tell you guys, I was in a very similar situation. The guy I was dating was a single child, and or only child, and his mom went to the extent she followed me around, followed me from work and to work. She was psycho. She was so worried that I was cheating on her poor little boy or something that she would just, like, have no life to follow me around.